Can Christians make a difference if we show up at the polls and vote our biblical values? Greg Wooding writes, Christians Engaged, a Texas-based nonpartisan civic group whose program is already operating in 110 U.S. churches, has launched a national push to get apathetic believers fired up to vote. The organization's founder is Bunny Pounds, and she joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Bunny, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Super excited, Jerry. Thank you for everything you do.
Okay, so thank you. Tell us about Christians Engaged.
Well, we are a discipleship ministry helping the body of Christ across denominational lines to pray, vote, and engage regularly. We have identified some weaknesses within the church at large that we feel like we need to, you know, help awaken them and empower them to do regularly. So think of us as your discipleship ministry to help you vote in every election, pray for your elected officials, and start engaging with actual practical political education to engage with your government. That's what we do.
Now, you have a statement saying, we believe the church is the answer for America. Comment on that.
We do believe the church is the answer. We are, you know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talked about us being light, the light of the world. We all sang that little song, This Little Light of Mine, in Sunday school years ago. And we're supposed to be the salt, the preservers of the culture. And so often Christians, we think within the four walls of the church, and we don't think about our communities, our city, our state, our nation. And if we would actually bring Jesus into our schools, our businesses, in even our government, the impact that we can see, because I believe, and I think most people believe that are believers, that we should be the ones that have discernment and wisdom in this hour. And God's called us to make a difference. And if we are the preserving factors, literally that can transform all of our communities and our neighborhoods.
Here's another quote from you. Unfortunately, there's not much difference between Christians' voting patterns and those of the general public, end quote. Are you sure about that, especially, for example, when it comes to abortion?
Well, I'm talking about the rate of people voting. George Barna did a survey in 2016, and he found that people that call themselves born-again Christians, whether they're Catholic or Protestant, only vote 2% more than the general public. So if the general public is voting 60% of registered voters, we're not counting people that are not registered, then the body of Christ as a whole is only voting 2% more. It really is almost the same when you look at primaries, runoffs, general local elections. There's not any difference between people that call themselves Christians and other people in the population. So we have apathy within our culture as Americans, but we have apathy within the body of Christ. But what could happen if in one city election where 5,000 people vote in a city of 200,000, if one church in that community would show up and actually change the trajectory of that city? It would be astronomical.
You know, this is interesting. You are based in Texas, right? And
We are, yes.
Okay. I can't help but think of the story from about maybe even 10 years ago where there was a mayor in Houston and she was a lesbian and she was so upset with the Christians who voted against her and so forth and opposed her publicly and so forth that she actually demanded copies of their sermons, written copies of their sermons, and could potentially have them punished if she didn't like their content. And it's like, what? I mean, that is just so against the First Amendment on every level. It's hard to even imagine that that could happen in America. And if that doesn't get the Christians to mobilize and, you know, get out and vote our biblical values, I don't know what does.
No, and we saw here in North Texas, in South Lake, Keller, Grapevine, we've seen a group of very concerned grassroots Christian activists actually run school board candidates and take over the entire school board from unbiblical people to biblical candidates. And so the impact in a local community when the church actually gets activated, and when I'm talking about the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ together in a city. The days of us being divided based on our labels has to be over. It is time for us to start working together for the good of our cities and our counties. And, yeah, we're seeing a huge impact when we start thinking about local communities. And this is what a lot of times the left, people that have progressive, anti-God worldviews, have been very good about running people in local elections, and they build out a slate of candidates for the future for state and federal campaigns. But we've been not good about doing that when it comes to a biblical point of view. And so it's time that we reverse that and we start taking back our communities one city at a time.
Bunny, tell me about your own self in terms of how did you get involved in this and how did you even get interested in the first place?
Well, I've been in government almost 20 years now. I'm a Dallas Baptist University graduate, got my degree in political science, and also a Christ for the Nations graduate. But I really started working as a member of Congress, for a member of Congress as his campaign manager. I did that for 10 years in the 5th Congressional District of East Texas, and then started my own consulting firm to help pro-life and God-fearing candidates run for local, county, state, and federal office. In 2018, I kind of affectionately say I blew up my life. I decided to run for Congress myself for my boss's seat when he announced his retirement because we didn't have leadership raised up in that district. And, you know, it is so important, I think, coming through that race, spending almost $1 million to win a congressional race, losing by only 2,000 votes in a runoff election, really woke me up that the power of the church is underestimated. I spoke in 16 churches during that congressional race in 2018. And if those 16 churches, those members had actually showed up in that runoff, it would have been a different story.
Wow.
We forget the power that we have as believers. And it really set a fire in my heart that if we can activate Christians to start voting in every election, you take a 20-year-old young person that really cares and starts having a vision for their life and for this country. And if they start voting in every election, every primary, every runoff, every local election, every midterm or presidential election over the course of their life, and then they get hundreds of other people to do the same thing, the unbelievable impact that that could have on the generations to come is why I quit my consulting firm and started this movement to activate the church for this moment in history.
And you say that the church is about, church-going America is about 22% of the total U.S. population. Is that a larger block than the gays, than the transgenders? Is that a larger block than Muslims? Is that a larger block than,
yes.
You know, tell
huge,
us about that.
Huge.
Put it in perspective.
I mean, that's a, you know, almost 1/4 of the American population. And we're talking about Christians that go to church every week in that 22%. We're not talking about the nominal Christians that show up for Easter or Christmas that, and ones that, you know, if we can disciple people, and this is where, Jerry, we're really, our heart is for the Great Awakening, really, in this country. Mm. But to push Christians to care about their nation, but also to care about reading the Bible again, right? To really understand what the Bible has to say about all the things happening in our land right now. And it's the last place that we look to for answers. And so Christians Engaged not only has built the only get out the vote system for the church from a 501c3 Christian nonpartisan perspective, where people can take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage around the country and never forget an election again. But they can also get discipled and educated on what the Bible has to say about the issues. And we're building on-demand video curriculum, a whole library to actively engage people on government and politics, but also on the hot topics like justice, economics, sanctity of life, racism. So our heart is to educate the Christians and then push them out to vote in every election. And we believe that will really help the well-being and impact for this country.
Was there some sort of IRS conflicts or something that you all dealt with or allegations thereof?
So last summer, after being in on almost 70 churches at that point and having over 1,000 people take our on-ramp to civic engagement seminar, we got a letter from the IRS denying our tax exempt status. Now, we had applied when we first started, December 2019, but it took 18 months for us to get a letter from them. And they said in writing, we are denying your tax exempt status because, quote, Bible teachings are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and candidates, end quote. Oh. Now, I know your listeners are going, wow, I thought the Bible was an ancient document that was written thousands of years ago, right? I didn't think that it was related to a Republican Party platform. Really, this was a crazy statement by the IRS, because if this had held, it could have affected every church and ministry in America if pastors couldn't preach on the sanctity of life or economics or Israel or whatever they wanted to preach on. As it relates to the Bible, it's now a partisan topic or partisan politics. So we, with the help of our friends at First Liberty Institute, took this appeal to the IRS, and thankfully, we won in 21 days. They reversed their decision, and the IRS supervisor called and apologized.
Wow!
But it took Christians all over the country in a media firestorm, really. They started praying. They started writing their congressmen and congresswomen. They started writing angry letters to the IRS, and they started sharing our story from Fox News, Epic Times, Decision Magazine, Charisma, everywhere. And it was really an incredible story of what happens when the church wakes up. It works. And we were able to reverse that decision, and we are a 501c3, so people can donate and get their tax write-offs and help us build a movement.
And I understand the main idea is to take Jesus to the ballot box.
Yeah, our heart is, you know, we have pastors that tell people, take Jesus to your public school if you're a teacher. Take Jesus and your biblical values to your boardroom and run your company in a Christ-like way. But how many times do we talk about taking Jesus to the ballot box? Actually considering how our biblical values align with how we vote. We can't just vote on who we want to have a Diet Coke with and who is the friendliest person in our area. We have to vote based on what they believe and how it aligns to our biblical values. And so that's our point when we say that. It's time for us to be Christ followers in everything we do, even our civic engagement.
Do you find that most of the people you talk with, most of the professing Christians, would agree with the pro-life idea as opposed to, you know, pro-abortion rights?
I would say 75% of the people that call themselves born-again Christians, and that's not a statistic, you know, data that I know off the top of my head, but definitely from what we're seeing in the church, at least here in Texas, most people would align that the sanctity of life is a biblical value, right? We see John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth leaping for joy when Jesus is in the womb of Mary in Luke 1. We see Psalms 139, Jeremiah 1. There's so many biblical references we can talk about as it relates to that topic. But we're also seeing Christians wake up to the fact that debt and taxation and borders and standing with our ally in the Middle East, Israel, and other different issues, there are biblical precedents for those topics, and that we really need to search the scriptures and discover what we believe and how that aligns with how we vote.
This sounds like sounds like a book I co-wrote with Dr. Kennedy many years ago called How Would Jesus Vote? All right, we're basically out of time except for you to give the website. Thank you.
Well, Jerry, the website's ChristiansEngaged.org, ChristiansEngaged.org. We encourage everybody to take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage. You'll never forget an election again. And then we'll help you learn biblical values through our videos, our podcasts, our articles, and all of our free resources.
Okay, Bunny, thank you so much. Thanks for all what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Jerry.